grown of twining silver roots, with gleaming emerald leaves sprouting from its branches, adorned with blooms of every season, the palace glowed with mystical power, and by the light of the moon and the stars, bathed on the voice of the open skies and the aura of the blessed trees, the council once again convened to decide the future of nature itself. On every tree around stood almost invisible forms, more way watchers, all holding magical bows and with a distant look on their faces. Upon entering its mystical halls, your gaze is drawn directly to the center. There, an island stood, bearing sigils representing the four seasons. It was a splice of the beauty that nature could bring. And, in each spot, corresponding with their surroundings, stood four feminine shapes. And from their voices, you discerned a discussion, still civilized, but with a tinge of anger that precedes a possible fight. In one part of the island, cold snow fell on every inch of its surface, and white-haired animals frolicked all around it, unperturbed by the intense cold. The once formless figure of a woman now was recognizable by you. White-haired and coldly beautiful, adorned in a dress of white cloth made of fine, pure snow. Like a formless cloud that concealed the form of her alabaster skin, hair swept back by bands of finely woven swirls of silver threads encrusted with sapphires, and her lips painted to match the glittering gems. Slender and of noble bearing she stood, wielding a staff of pure ice in her hands. You understood that you were looking at none other than Lady Winter herself. Gazing at her brought an undeniable sensation of cold to your stomach. Right in front of her stood another, merely inches from her face, with an expression of immense anger, with eyes that positively glowed with flame, dressed in a revealing gold and black outfit that barely covered her onyx skin and tattooed sigils along her legs and arms, complementing well her curly black and ashen hair that finished in gouts of flame. With all that, and tipped off by the orange glow around her, you deduced that she was Lady Summer. Her patch of land was dominated by sand. Critters scurried along. Those were the only things capable of surviving that heat. The sight alone was enough to make you sweat. Next to them both, sitting sideways on a rock covered by red and yellow leaves, was another. Her expression was kind, and she seemed uninterested in the discussion ahead, preferring to pay attention to the fox in her lap and those playing around her. Her hair was black, yet it finished in strands of shifting colours, ever changing between red, yellow, and orange. She wore a white kimono, decorated with leaves of different colours, and a red sash around her waist pronounced her breasts above. Strangely enough, you could discern animalistic features on her. A tail with 9 tips, and animal ears, much like the foxes around her. This was undeniably Lady Autumn. She turns her head and smiles at your approach, her hazel eyes making your legs quiver, and you feel an overwhelming urge to nestle close to her. And last, but not least, you rest your eyes along the flower-strewn landscape of the last sister. Roses, lilies, tulips, orchids, narcissus, and 1,000 others you don't even recognize, cut by a river from a nearby waterfall that casts a rainbow above the scene. She wore a simple dress that, much like the rainbow, had a myriad of colours, and you realised it was made purely out of petals. Her hair was red, and was braided by what seemed like the ornament representing an oversized bumblebee. She looked attentively at her sisters, a smirk that mixed amusement and worry in her expression. Also noticing your presence, she looked quizzically at you, and, with the faint smell of roses that you somehow felt, it brought a sense of peace and tranquility. Surely, Lady Spring. And what makes you so sure of that?
Well, nature is more lively when I'm in command.
You must be delusional. You are causing an extinction again.
Winter is right, dear sister. You are overdoing it.
Right. Like when you created chlorophyll? That is what was an extinction event.
She does have a point. But you are not one to accuse, Sister Winter. We still feel the effects of your ice age.
And everything turned out fine.
Yeah, right. If power had not shifted to me, you would have undone millions of years of work.
Good morning, dear ladies. May I have a word?
My dear Aria, how are you? Of course we can spare some time.
Does it have to be now? We are in a bit of a discussion right now.
And who is that strapping man next to you? I like his look.
He does look cute. But what is a human doing here?
That is just why I'm here. Human, these are Lady Summer.
Hello there, cutie.
Lady Spring.
A pleasure, sweetie.
Lady Autumn.
Nice to meet you, darling.
And Lady Winter.
Enchanté.
This human was summoned here by Queen Gaia herself.
How nice of her.
No need to be mean, sister.
But why? What could he possibly offer?
I was just getting there, my lady. Your mother thought that a good resolution for the disagreement you've been having would be to have the human solve the conflict.
What?
Our dear mother must be going insane. A human? Really?
I don't know. I kind of like the idea.
Of course you do.
But why? And why is this random human out of all the candidates?
By our queen's word, the human may choose the winner, breaking the stalemate and avoiding accusation of unfairness in the judgment. His simple-minded nature lacks understanding of the situation.
A sound proposition.
And I expect the rules of carnal knowledge to still apply?
Indeed.
Of course you do. So, let me get this in simple terms. We are going to have to debase ourselves and bed with a human, and in that way solve our discussion? It is positively insane.
I find it hot.
It isn't that bad.
I guess I could do that.
Ugh, you three are insufferable.
You are right, Lady Winter. This is the proposal given by your mother. I assume that it won't be a problem?
Fine, whatever.
Very well. I have tested him, and he is up for the task ahead. I suggest that each of you retreat to your realms, and our guest will choose which one to visit first, under his own discretion. Agreed?
Agreed.
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 See you soon, honey.
Can't wait to meet you, sweetie.
I'll be waiting, darling.
Let's get this over with.
After you've seen all of them, come outside and tell me your choice. You cannot orgasm. Not until you make your choice. It's a key part of the ritual, but par test, I think you can do it. A word of warning, though. Make your choice sound. Don't back down, don't harbor doubts, or you are going to end up with a terrible fate. Good luck. You'll need it.